Welcome to Christ Church Cathedral on this, the evening of the Feast of Pentecost. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Light and peace in Christ Jesus our hope. Thanks be to God. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Holy, immortal One, have mercy upon us. Pour out your Spirit to the ends of the earth, so that your children may return from exile as citizens of your commonwealth, and our divisions may be healed by your word of love and righteousness. For with the same Spirit and the Word incarnate, you are one God, now and forever. Amen. Thank you.
all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability.
Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us in our own native language, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs? In our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine."
But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved."
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus' ascension makes essentially two points. Don't look for Jesus where you last saw him. With our necks straining up to the sky, hoping that we could pierce the ever-growing distance of the ascending Christ, we realize that sooner or later that our necks weren't made for that particular posture, and that sooner or later we come down and lower our gaze and find ourselves looking for Jesus to be found on this plane, in, through, and amongst us, in our day-to-day lives, in our earthly life. That's the first point I think the ascension makes. Don't look for Jesus where you last saw him. The second is that the person, life, death, ministry, resurrection, of and values and teaching of Jesus are all enthroned in and entirely incorporated into God's reign. His radical, vulnerable love, love of God and love of all creation, is given a divine affirmation, an imprimatur in his welcome to the sovereign authority of the living God. And so the second point that the ascension of Jesus makes is that the values that Jesus embodies are affirmed and enthroned as values of the reign of God. And so ascension is an answer to the question, where do we look for Jesus? And what values guide us in the reign of God for those of us who are on earth seeking to live as it is in heaven? The ascension provides a vital context for the next great feast that we observe today, Pentecost. Rooted in the Jewish feast of Shavuot, or the Feast of Weeks, it too is 50 days after a big event. It is 50 days after Passover, whereas for us, Pentecost is 50 days after Easter. It is a harvest festival for the crop of wheat and a recollection of the giving of the Torah. And so the Feast of Shavuot also has its own two-sided focus, a focus on gathering in the abundance of God's grace and receiving the gift of guidance of how to live. All by way of context and background and leading to a rather familiar story. The story told in the second chapter of Acts. A powerful, engaging, riveting story of an extraordinary event, which reverses the fracturing of the human community, which we experience through our not understanding one another, symbolized in the diversity of languages of the Tower of Babel. Instead, in this story, a pouring out of the unifying, empowering, and equipping gift of the Holy Spirit makes for a profoundly different outcome than the Tower of Babel. A witness for all of God's deeds of power, for God's love, especially in and through the person, life, death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus, is being poured out on all flesh. All hear it in their own language. It is spoken to and for everyone. Pentecost for us is the festival where we are harvested, brought into the great crowd of witnesses, to the unifying, empowering, and equipping love of God as both recipients and conduits for it. Would that all would be so unified, not in spite of our diversity, but in part through it. The story that would have been read for us from the book of Numbers tells a tale of Moses equipping a large group of prophets to share the work and the spirit that has rested upon him as prophet. And then Joshua seems to find Eldad and Medad, who aren't among those registered to be authorized spokespersons of God. And they are busy prophesying in the camp. And rather than object, as Joshua might and did, Moses said, "Would that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his spirit on them. Would that all of us might be aware of, attentive to, the grace and blessing of God's Spirit being poured out on us, equipping us to be the vehicles through which it is shared. We are being caught up in a powerful wind and fire that is bringing us all together in one place. Now, the sad irony is, we cannot be in one place together physically. But we can be brought together, unified, in one place when that place is a place of common stance, of looking for the love of God in the here and now, receiving it in our own language and speaking it to all flesh. We are in one place, a place that is shaped by the radical, vulnerable love which God shows us and which the Spirit compels us to witness to and live out in like manner. Here is the good news spoken to us in a time when we cannot gather physically in one place. That God's Spirit has a powerful intent, calling us to a place of shared purpose, a shared purpose of being together, united in the love of God, as recipients and as vehicles for it. In recent weeks, we've had the blessing of being able at Christ Church Cathedral to offer a rest and hygiene center for those who are homeless or precariously housed. And it has been a profound blessing and an occasion for great gratitude on my part for all of the visitors who have come to our door, for the volunteers and leaders, the donors, the supporters, the partners, because in our encounter one with another, we get to live out through common purpose the intent that we are all together in one place. One place of looking for the living God in the midst of the most trying of circumstances, in the most vulnerable of lives. Like every other venture that we undertake as the church, in response to the radical and vulnerable love of God in Jesus Christ, we are invited this day to delight in and give thanks for a Spirit that has been poured out on all flesh, including us, that unifies, empowers, equips us to be the people who meet Jesus and in whom Jesus is met. Where will we look for Jesus? Around us. And what values will we live? Those that Jesus lived. Those of vulnerable love. Those of conviction that God's love is poured out for all flesh. Amen.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God. The Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first and the great commandment. The second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these.
My soul proclaims the spirit rejoices in God my Savior.
For you, Lord, have looked with favor on your lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. You, the Almighty, have done great things for me, and holy is your name.
Spirit upon your people. Give fire to our words, strength to our witness, and boldness to our proclamation of your wondrous word in Christ, who with you and the Spirit lives and reigns now and forever. Amen.
Goodness, freed from haste which compromises safety and quality, freed from needless hesitance which delays desired progress.
Exercising self-discipline toward the best we can be and do, free for rejoicing in the accomplishment of others.
Keep us, O Lord, as the apple of your eye. Hide us under the shadow of your wings.
Freed for honoring faithful standards of ethics and excellence. Free for creative pursuits which minister to ever-present needs.
Keep us, O Lord, as the apple of your eye. Hide us under the shadow of your wings.
Free for careful research which grounds medical advances, freed for measured diplomacy which seeks enduring commitments to peaceful resolution of conflict.
Amen.
faith with friend, foe, and stranger, freed for bridging generations and centuries with our enduring love.
Recognizing and valuing people as your children, not merely for what they produce, for the services they provide, freed for contributing ourselves and our resources.
Convictions without apology, freed for celebrating the resurrection and reign of Jesus Christ.
Understanding, God's love which encourages and equips, and joy in the Lord which knows no end. Amen. Confident in hope, let us gather our prayers and praises into one, and pray as our Savior taught us.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you. to God. Alleluia.
Noque bontur.
It's beautiful.